This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghan officials Saturday claimed hundreds of Taliban fighters have been killed in battles with government forces across several areas of Afghanistan as Washington announced it would finish withdrawing its troops from the country by the end of August. All U.S. and NATO troops Friday vacated their main Bagram Air Base from where the coalition forces led operations for two decades against the Taliban and their Al-Qaeda allies. The Afghan Ministry of Defense said Saturday over the past 24 hours, more than 300 Taliban fighters were killed in fighting with government forces, including many in airstrikes. There have been fears Afghan forces would struggle without the air support that the United States has provided. The Taliban rejects the government claims. Both sides often exaggerate each other's casualties, and their claims are difficult to independently verify. But since May 1st, when the U.S. military began its final withdrawal of about 2,500 troops, the two warring sides have clashed fiercely across the rugged countryside as peace talks between them have faltered. Somalia's government said Saturday a suicide bombing attack by the Al-Shabaab jihadist group on a crowded tea shop in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, killed 10 people and wounded dozens. The death toll from the attack, which targeted a tea shop near a heavily guarded government institution on Friday evening, is higher than the four earlier reported. An official says a suicide bomber wearing a vest detonated a device near a hotel, killing at least 10 people with dozens injured. The Al-Qaeda-linked group swiftly claimed responsibility for the attack. Al-Shabaab, which is fighting to overthrow the internationally backed government in Mogadishu, regularly attacks government and civilian targets. This is VOA News.